This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا إنك سميع مجيب الدعاء. ومن يعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع، قلب لا يخشع، ونفس لا تشبع، ودعاء لا يسمع. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. جزاكم الله خير for coming. It's really, يعني, you make me happy, not because me should be happy, but is the keenness of Southern California to learn. You know, it's like, and again, I'm going to say this not to make you only feel better, but really know, in spite of what you think of yourself, you have a lot of khair. Any program you all run and come, I mean, Saturday was amazing for me. I mean, I go all over the country and I give a lot of talks and everywhere. I haven't seen people who are raining, and raining in California is like snowing in other places. And people drove 2 hours, literally. One lady told me, 2 hours in the rain. And now here you go, it's a Tuesday, you know, 6:30, you just came from school or work or put dinner and left. May Allah reward you. And this, number one. And number two, the fact you are coming to learn, that means you have a lot of good in you. And build on it. That's the whole idea. Build on it. Wherever you are, yani, if you think you are here, which I don't think so, but let's assume, or people think you are here, build on it. If I am here, build on it. If I am up top, I still need to build on it. And build on it by practicing what you are learning. Practicing what you're learning. Today's subject is a little bit tough one. You're going to say, well, every week is tough. No. This one is tough because it is difficult to do it. And if anyone says it is easy, make sure you see me after the class. No, I really mean it. And it is the goal of the fasting of Ramadan. So if anyone asks you, why do you fast in Ramadan? The first answer is, Allah told me, alhamdulillah. But why Allah wants me to fast for 30 days, for at least 12 or 14 hours? And the minute count, I always say this to myself, 6 in the morning, for example, this morning, 5:12, I can drink. 5:13, I can't. I mean, what is it, it's a minute. He trains me. He's training me. Same thing in the evening. What has Allah said about the verse of the Siyam that you're going to keep hearing it from now till Ramadan and throughout Ramadan? What did he say? يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم. Why? لعلكم تتقون. Oh, you believer, all of us. Siyam, fasting, has become obligation. Kutiba is an obligation, is not writing. It became an obligation on you, like the people before you. Why, Ya Rabbi? And people will ask you this question. Sometimes you ask yourself, why do I have to do this? This is so hard. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُوا. So you may attain taqwa. I will translate throughout the whole. What is taqwa? It's a huge word. All of us use it. Sometimes we look at people and say, اتَّقِ اللَّهِ. Has anybody said this to you? Right? Have taqwa of Allah. And you get so offended. Right? And if somebody gets upset, looks at you and says, اتَّقِ اللَّهِ فِي. What does this word mean? Bismillah. Don't tell me Allah fear. Let's put a disclaimer. It is not Allah fear. That's al-khawf. We're going to talk about it later on. That's not fear. Taqwa is not fear. What is taqwa? I'm sorry? So you be conscious of Allah. That's probably the best translation. Allah conscious. So let's say, what is Allah conscious? Are you now conscious of the person next to you? You feel there's somebody next to you? Everyone, right? Doesn't matter. You know them, you don't know them, is not the issue. But you feel there's somebody. So where are you going to be? You're not going to be leaning, right? You're not going to be moving. Because there's somebody next to me. So I'm conscious. What does that mean? When I am Allah conscious. That's the easy way of taqwa. And then I'll give you what scholars define taqwa is. Meaning, I always, and this is the difficult side. Always. Not when I can. Not when I am in Mecca. Not in Ramadan. Not when I am in Masjid only. It's always 24/7. That's the goal. Don't get despair. That's the goal. I am always conscious of Allah. Always conscious of Allah. He is seeing me. He's hearing me. He's going to help me. All the beautiful names of Allah, of Al-Jamal, and also the scary ones. You bring them all together. When I am in need, I know He is listening to me. I know He sees me sitting on the floor. I know He sees me speaking. Allah conscious. And what this will lead, that's what we're going to all talk about. So let me give you some of the definitions of taqwa, and one of the probably the most beautiful one, and you see it wherever you're going to read. It's going to tell you the following. Taqwa Allah, أن تعمل بطاعة الله على نور من الله ترجو ثواب الله وتترك معصية الله على نور من الله مخافة عقاب الله. I'm going to translate to you. Let me just make sure I am. Yeah, here we are. Alhamdulillah. So basically what it is you're going to do everything and pay attention to the words. You do. Do is saying, do is sitting, do is thinking, do is planning, everything. And ta'amal. Second, bita'ati Allah. You do, you say, you don't say, you don't do because only one reason. That's what He wants me to do. Obedience of Allah. So number one, it's an action, internal or an external. Two is not how I wanted or I liked it or my mom taught me or the country where I live in tells me. What He told me, whether clearly in the Quran, whether through Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. So basically how, and the most important one, why? Tarju thawab Allah. You only do that because you want Allah to reward you. That's why it's Allah conscious. I don't see you. When I am a muttaqi, I don't see you. I'm doing a good deed for you. I'm not waiting for you to tell me jazakillahu khair. I don't care if you like it or you don't like it. I don't see it. I see Him. That's why you're always Allah conscious. And you always say this to yourself. I know He will reward me. People may not appreciate, may not, and we all know that. But I know He will. And the opposite is true, which we need to start with the opposite. Because the opposite is our problem. At least what I see in myself. تَتْرُكْ مَعْصِيَةِ اللَّهِ. Stay away from any disobedience. There is no if and but, or maybe, or this one. مَعْصِيَةِ اللَّهِ. You stay away from anything that Allah told you don't do. Based upon what He said, not what I was told, or again, culture, or my mom. No, He said it. And for only one reason. I want Him to be pleased with me. Are you all with me? That's taqwa. That's taqwa. And one of the most beautiful ones, and that's very easy. Much easier than the first one. أَلَّا يَفْقُدَكَ حَيْثُ أَمَرَكَ وَلَا يَجِدُكَ حَيْثُ نَهَاكَ. Let me translate. That Allah will never see you. This is so, to me, is moving. That He will never miss you. Allah never miss you where He wants you to be. And never find you in a place where He doesn't want you to be. Let's practice this. So it's Dhuhr time, Maghrib time, Salah time. Where He wants me to be, in general, in Salah. So He is going to look and say, where is Sarah? Oh, Sarah on her phone. Sarah is sleeping. No need to sleep, but she's sleeping. Sarah is doing things that He's going to look at my place of Salah, whether it's in the masjid, whether it's in your home, in your room, it doesn't matter. But that's where He usually see me. And He say, where is she? لا يفقدك حيث أمر ولا يجدك حيث نهاك. There is places, things, He doesn't want to see me there. It doesn't befit me. I always say this word to me. It doesn't befit me as a Muslim. And then He looks and He see me there. Then I am not a muttaqi. Did you get that? So let's give an example, right? Concerts, which is very normal in this country, in every country these days. And there is all the disobedience of Allah. You all know this, right? Everything without going to the details. Is that where He wants me? When He looks and He sees all of us, who was Sami'ul Basir, He's the all looks at everything. So He is turned to the masjid, it's Maghrib time, or turn to your room, and that's your Maghrib time, he doesn't find you. Where is she? And he turned to the concert and finds you there. I'm not muttaqi. Or he sees you watching this or that on the TV, or texting something. Not now, just this doesn't mean every time on salah I'm gonna be on my sajada. I'm talking about things that is not necessary or time sensitive. Then the more you do this, see what I told you, it's between you and Allah. Taqwa is all about you and Allah. It's not about people. Once you start seeing people, in fact, you're not a muttaqi. Once I start seeing you, oh, what are they going to say about me? Oh, then I'm not a muttaqi. I'm a muttaqi of people. I'm conscious of people. But what we will need to do is you are a muttaqi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Ali said beautiful word about it. Another definition of taqwa. And it, of course, rhymes because he was a poem. He said, Al-khawfu min al-jaleel. والعمل بالتنزيل والرضا بالقليل والاستعداد ليوم الرحيل. It rhymes beautiful. May Allah help me to translate this. He said, الخوف من الجليل. تقوى. Here he used the word fear. You are afraid of the mighty. And he used الجليل, one of the names of Allah. You are afraid of the mighty. But that's not all. That's why I told you, تقوى is not only fear. One. Two, وَالْعَمَلُ بِالْتَنْزِيلِ. And you act and do according what he sent down. Three, وَالْرِضَى بِالْقَلِيلِ. هذا one of our main problems. You are so content with the minimum you have. Minimum we have, and we don't have minimum. But whatever we have, I am so content. And the fourth, get ready for the day of departure. That's exactly what he said. وَالْإِسْتَعْدَادُ لِيَوْمِ الرَّحِيلِ. And I'm going to ask you a question, all of you, so you know what he means. If someone comes right now, looks at me, and says, Haifa, 10 p.m., you're going to be dead. Is that possible? Of course. Do I know when I'm dying? Do you know when you are going to leave? So Allah gave me a 3 hours and 15 minutes warning. What am I going to do with them? I'm going to go and watch TV. I am going to go and get my coffee. I am going to go and just sleep because there's nothing else to do. What am I going to do? Everything I can do in this 3 and 15 minutes that I need to do, that all my life I said one day I'll do them. Then you are ready to go. That's what he is saying. وَالْإِسْتَعْدَادُ لِيَوْمِ الرَّحِيلِ. Get ready. And don't tell me age. Age has nothing to do with the day we are leaving. There's people who died when I went in the earthquake. The mother, the grandmother was 60. She's alive talking to me. And the girl, 10 years old, she died. And the son who is in his 30s is alive. But the wife who are in her 20s died. So taqwa, Allah is always in my mind. Like we're always so aware of people. We are always aware of people. This needs to change. You are always aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do I get there? I mean, this is, by the way, this is a course I gave it for a week. So I'm going to, whatever Allah let me and time is allowed, but at least practically, how do I get there? Yani, I'm not going to listen to a 45 minutes lecture or I'm going to go and become a muttaqi. Where do I start? Let me give you a clue and you will all. When, always think of people. When are you so worried that the person you know will not be happy with you? Whether it's your friend, parents, children, husband, spouse, it doesn't matter. When are you always worried or you get so sad when that person is not happy with you? When? Thank you. When you love them. That's why I did 2 weeks ago love for you. If you love Allah truly, go back to the love that we did. It's again online. If you truly love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will be so sad feeling internally. Nobody knows. I don't have to make an announcement. He knows. I will be so hurt and sad when I am not doing what he wants me to do. Or if I did, and we are weak and we all do, I am going to be very sad and regretful because I love him. I'm not afraid. I'm in love him. I'm afraid he will not love me. I'm afraid I'm going to lose him. You know these words we use? So the first step to get to this, we still have 3 weeks, and Ramadan is an addition. Number one, and two, and three, and four, and five, know who is Allah. Don't be the person who knows Allah only when you want him, when you need something. You have an exam, you have an interview, there is a deadline, your son or daughter are sick, and now look at my dua and yours. And when everything is alhamdulillah, life is good. So number one, knowledge. This is where it starts. It starts by knowledge. You're going to say, how am I going to do this? You know what? Turn to him and say, yeah, this is one of the du'as I always do for myself. Ya mufahim Sulaiman fahimni. This is from the Quran. Allah said about Sayyidina Sulaiman, fafahamnaha Sulaiman. We made Sulaiman aware and understand of this because it was complicated. So, oh, okay, please teach me. Will Allah not respond to me when I say, Allah, please teach me about you. Let me love you. Let me be aware of you. Make you more important to anybody else in my life for me. He's going to say, you know what? No. Hasha. So number one is knowledge. The more you know Allah, the more you know him. And you love him. And once you love Allah, Wallah ladhi allahu, unless you have this feeling, it's not going to be easy for you to understand. Not eating or drinking become piece of cake. Waking up in the middle of the night to pray is not a big deal. Covering your hair or dressed properly is not a big deal. Being the only one that does what to please Allah and everybody else is not doing it, it doesn't matter. Because it's a personal relationship. That's taqwa. Taqwa, in definition, in English, it's a shield, actually. The shield, you see the people who have the shield when they are fighting, right? Like if you are doing fencing and they carry the shield, that's taqwa. The shield is to protect you from harm. With Allah is to protect you from his punishment, or forget punishment, from his anger. Or I call it, I don't like these words, and I like the love relationship. I say, it taqwa will protect me from me being not loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I cannot do that. I can't. When you love somebody and that person says, I'm upset with you, get so hurt. What about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Taqwa, subhanallah, one of the most common things mentioned in the Quran, whether it is as a taqwa, whether as a muttaqeen, whether it is ittaqu. This is going to be a little bit hard on us. Let me ask you first. Let's see, maybe you know. What is the hukum? What is the ruling of taqwa in our deen? What is the ruling? Is it something I have to do? Is it something I can do? Is something okay? You read it in the Quran. What is it? Okay, you have five options. Let me make it easy for you. Anytime you say, what is the ruling? Don't jump to haram. It's one of five. Okay, so it's either obligation, it's either recommended, it's either halal, it's your choice, either it is disliked, or it is haram. We jump always to five. What about the four? So where is taqwa in these? Obligation, choice, it's up to me, halal, I do it okay, I don't do it, it's fine. Of course it's not disliked, or of course it's not haram. So one of three, choose. How many of you say obligation? Wallah, mashallah. Anybody says it is recommended? So you all know it's an obligation. Absolutely an obligation. It's an obligation in the Quran. Ya ayyuha an-nas, ittaqu rabbakum. Twice he said it. The first verse of Surah An-Nisa and the first verse of Surah Al-Hajj. Ya ayyuha an-nas, ittaqu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahida. People have taqwa, and I'm going to keep saying taqwa. Now you all know what's taqwa. Have taqwa of your Lord. And he said, people, he didn't say believers only. Have taqwa from the one who created you. That's one way. The second one, al-hajj is scary. I lived it when I was in the earthquake. Ya ayyuha an-nas, ittaqu rabbakum. Inna zalzalata as-sa'ati shay'un 'azim. People, have taqwa of Allah. The earthquake of the hour is something major. Because sometimes to have a taqwa, I need to be scared. Someone tell me, don't do that. Or I need to be reminded of the blessings. And he put it too. It's not my choice. It's an obligation. It's an obligation that I do my best to put a shield between the wrath and the anger of Allah and me, between the punishment of Allah and me. And how do I do it? I'll give you a simple answer from Sayyidina Al-Hasan Al-Basri. I think I said it in one of the classes here, but let's do it again. So here I am, I'm coming to this class. Let's do practical example. طيب, you're at home, 6 o'clock, 5:30 in the morning, you said, I'm coming to the class. Is that taqwa? Don't be scared. Is that taqwa? I'm going to a class. Absolutely. It's something pleasing to Allah. He told me that. I want His reward. Don't forget that. Simple. So now I'm coming. So the first intention, what I want to do, alhamdulillah, check. There's a lot of checks for taqwa, by the way. But this is the first one. Now I'm leaving the house. What I am wearing? You answer. Check. The way he told me, the way he's seeing in me and says, that's what I want her to be, you check. You came and sat here, right? And you are all the time looking at your phone. None of you is doing it, but I'm just giving you an example. Is that taqwa? I'm sitting in his house and I'm in a class, but I'm doing that. Is that taqwa? That's it. Apply it on your life. The more you practice it practically, it becomes a habit. And that's what Sayyidina Al-Hasan Al-Basri said. Every time I do this, literally, I was like, Ya Allah, give me what you gave him. He said, I have never looked with my eyes or heard or listened with my ears and never used my hand and never walked with my feet. That's what we do in anything. But, huna taqwa, now he is gonna practice taqwa. But, meaning, I took a break. I thought for a second. What did he think? And he said, أَفِي طَاعَةً أَمْ فِي مَعْصِيَةً. Is this is going to be pleasing to Allah or this is not pleasing to Allah? What's pleasing mean? What we said. Or this is not pleasing. Now, he asked himself this question and he's an honest man because he said, إِنْ كَانَ فِي طَاعَةً, this is pleasing to Allah, تَقَدَّمْتَ, I'm doing it. I don't care what people say. I don't care I like it or I don't. I don't care if it's hard or easy. That's not the issue. The only gauge that's going to make me do something, is it pleasing to Allah? وَإِنْ كَانَ فِي مَعْصِيَةً. And if this is disobedient to Allah, what? تَأَخَّرْت. That's the gauge. Now you tell me, you go home, memorize this one, the concept of it, and put it as a litmus paper on everything we do. Everything we do. Because it's a 24/7 taqwa. And now you can gauge yourself. Am I muttaqi? Do I have any quality? Is it all the time? What made me muttaqi in this moment? And why I am not in the other moment? And by the way, we all move back and forth. So anything you do, any decision you make, small or major, buying a house, selling a house, getting married, getting to this college, or to this school, coming to the masjid, not coming, inviting this person, or not, anything in my life, buying a phone or not, is it pleasing to Allah or not? That's the only question should be. And when I ask people most of the time, what is the answer? Why are you doing this? What is the answer? The commonest answer. I want to hear it. I'm sorry? Oh, everybody's doing it is not number one. I like it. And the youth, why not? That's the commonest I hear it. If we change this, it's the same question. But you change it, now you become a muttaqi. Because now you are putting Allah in the equation. You're putting Allah in the equation. And now you're going to say, Ya Allah, is that okay with you? Do you like it? Same word, but do you like it, Ya Rabbi? Not I like it or you like it. Ya Allah, do you like it? Is it okay I do it? Why not do it? The same words you use, Change it to the way you are talking to Allah. You are a muttaqi. And the answer will come. You wonder, how will I know? Wallahi, you will know. You know why? Because he's going to show you. Because you put him as your priority. You didn't ask anybody. You asked him. I have someone who I know. Whenever there's a tough decision they have to make, you know what they say? All the time they tell. I was like, what do you? I said, in my sujood, I say to him, you show me what you want me to do, I'll do it. And I was like, really? Yeah. And just show me what you want, I'll do it. And guess what? Absolutely. And she's a she. And absolutely she does it. All of us, things need to change internally. This is why I keep telling you, this is an internal thing. It's your relationship with your creator. It's your relationship with the one you're going to be standing in front of him. And I say this to myself, I better have a good answers because no one is going to come to help me. At taqwa. So where do I start? Think your thought process. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send a verse in Surah Ali Imran, scared the Sahaba, scared them to death. So imagine what is going to happen to you and me. And Allah said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, taqu allaha haqqa tuqatih, wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimin. O believer, all of us. And Allah said, ittaqu allah, now the order, being Allah conscious, but not that's it. Haqqa tuqatih. Those of you who know Arabic, you know what this means. For those of you who don't know Arabic, this means the best taqwa that befit Allah. Ouch. Ooh. And the Sahaba came to Rasulullah ﷺ. Literally, the meaning of it, we can't do this. I can't be 24 hours, 7. I am the muttaqi that Allah wants, not I can do. But Allah knows you and me. And knows our ability. And he revealed another verse in Surah Al-Taghabun. And the Sahaba were rejoicing. Because what did he say? فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. Have taqwa of Allah as much as you can. Now look at the love of Allah. Look at the mercy of as much as you can. So you come to the masjid, you enter the masjid, and you looked at somebody the way that does not please Allah. And then you felt bad. Then you're going to say, Mastata'atum, please forgive me. I forgot. That's istata'atum. I'm struggling. When you say, as much as I can, it's not like that's it. No, you're saying, I'm struggling. It's a war. Do all of you have this war inside you? Show me hands. Right? Do and don't. Most of the do is I like, or most of the don't, I don't like. And this continuous struggle. And by the way, it's a very good news. Because that means your heart is alive. And you're not justifying it. You're saying, help me. One, and this is actually a hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, when he said, in every heart of the human being, لَمَّتَان فِي قَلْبِ ابْنِ آدَمْ لَمَّتَان. Two forces. لَمَّةُ الشَّيْطَانِ وَلَمَّةُ الْمَلَكِ. A force that will be pulled by the shaytan, the devil, and a pull by the malak. It depends which one is stronger. How many of you struggle to wake up for Fajr? Let's say not Fajr. Let's put you higher level. For Tahajjud. Yeah, let's say everybody in this room, mashallah, tabarakallah, and everybody on this online, more than 300 people, everybody wakes up for Fajr. We have no problem. Alhamdulillah. Mastata'tu, as much as you can. Let's say tahajjud, right? And especially in the short nights. And the alarm goes on. You put it, let's say 4:30. What usually happens in here? You turn on the light, 5 more minutes. Another 10 minutes. I'm just very tired. And then something in you says, تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجَعِ. Their backs push away from their beds. And you start thinking of the beauty of standing in front of Allah alone. And then these two. You have taqwa. You have taqwa because you're thinking about it. Who wins? Then the result. If you got up, you're a muttaqi. It doesn't matter what you did last night. Yani in that moment, you have it. You have the taqwa because you won. The angel won. What pleases Allah won. And you're only doing it because it pleases Him and you won the reward. Did you get my point? Mastata'tum. That's what we all need right now. I don't expect myself, let alone anybody, to be, hear this lecture and tomorrow you are a 24/7 muttaqi. It's not going to work. Everything needs training. But what do I need? Two things. I need to acknowledge that I need a lot of improvement. I will not change unless I say to Him, you know how much I need to change. And number two, you need to start today, not tomorrow. Because again, if Allah decided this morning at 4:17, an earthquake will be in California, it's too late. I need to start now. Now, al-an, not tomorrow. Right now, I'm going to take this path. And I'm going to keep begging Him to make it easy. It's not easy, but He's going to make it easy. Allahumma la sahla illa ma ja'altahu sahla. Nothing is easy but what you make it easy. And you know that. Can't do anything with our. The reason why I fail and not a muttaqi. And I'm going to give you, this is actually a diagram, we did that. Number one is lack of knowledge of me and of Allah and what should I do. If I ask everybody, why do I get upset when you look at me and say, ittaqillah? When you tell me, be Allah conscious, why do I get upset? Why do I get upset? Because I think I'm a muttaqi. Why you're ordering me? Ignorance. Number one, each one of you, don't ask people, ask Him. Show me, Ya Rabbi, where am I? On the scale of 10, 10 is the ones you want. Where am I? 10, 5, so number one is ignorance. Number two, which we all fail, number one is me, is impatient. We want results very quickly. We live in a time and age where everything comes very quick. I don't have the marathon patient. People who run marathon are very patient because you have to train and you have on that day, keep going. And you say, I have a friend who did it actually. And she says, Ya Allah, how much pain in your leg. That's why you quit at 12. She finished it, but she said at the end, I keep saying I can. And Allah keep telling her you can. She was doing it for a good cause. So be patient. Patient with the process, patient with the failure, and patient with the result. The process needs patience to change. And the failures, I'm going to go, it will need patience and the result. Three, extremely important. I was just talking to somebody before the class. Choose the good company. I cannot stress on this. Young and old, don't say to your youth, it's the peer pressure. It's peer pressure here too. And here and everywhere. Choose the people that will remind you of Allah. Choose the people who will make you cry in dunya. Believe me, they will make you laugh in the akhirah. Don't choose people who will tell you you're great. What's wrong with you? You're mashallah. I don't want this because that's what me say to me. When someone look at me and says, that's it? Is what you can do? You only fast 3 days a month? And I was like, what is wrong with 3 days a month? Yeah, alhamdulillah. Yeah, but you can do much more. You studied and memorized all these books to become a physician. You can't memorize the book of Allah? Company. Good company. One thing which, alhamdulillah, Allah made me remember. There is an act of worship. Most of us don't know. It's called ibadatul isti'anat billah. The act of worship, seeking Allah help. Seeking Allah help is an act of worship. So I turn to Allah, raise my hand, and I say, can I ask the children upstairs, please, mothers? Can you please put them all in the room? Allah barik fi kum, zakum Allah khair. Because it's really a distraction for, definitely for me. Maybe not for you, but definitely for me. Help. So I come to you and I say, can you please help me? And you say, what do you need? I say, whatever. I just seek your help. Or you come and tell me, I need your help. When I turn to Allah and I ask Allah to help me, that action by itself is an act of worship. You will be rewarded. See how miser we are with ourselves. You turn to Allah and says, Ya Rabbi, you brought me today to teach me about something called taqwa. I was clueless. I didn't know anything about it. You're going to help me. You brought me. You're going to help me. You said that already 10 good deeds in your scale. You haven't even started the process. Al-isti'ana. Learn about Allah. Be patient. Choose your company. Ask Allah to help you. And the last one, which is our main problem. And of course, it's about the heart. Our hearts are shattered. I call it this to myself. Full of junk. You know what's the junk in my heart? So many thoughts, so many plans, so many people, so many things that I honestly, at one point, you know, when you say, you know what, I just need a moment of silence in me because there's so many. Shitatul qalb. I want so many things to do at one time. I want akhirah. I want to go to Jannah. But also, I want everything in here. So, gather, this is very good goal in Ramadan. Excellent goal in Ramadan. And it is very doable in the Ramadan because you are absolutely obeying Allah with a lot of hardship. And if you only thing you need, and I say in Ramadan specifically, is you need at least 1 hour alone with nothing else. I mean it. Alone in a room, in the masjid, whatever Allah opens for you. Alone meaning no phones, no people, no TV, no distraction. Just sit down. And gradually, Wallah ladhi allahu. I've tried it. This is why I'm sharing it with you. The junk starts coming out. If you do it daily, like if you do the whole day, this is actually why there is a i'tikaf. Because that's the whole idea of i'tikaf, is to cut you from the daily distractions. And then you suddenly find, wow, whoa. Literally, as if you are, you know, those of you who wear glasses or lenses, and what happens when you take off the glass? I was like, oh, I can't see a thing. And then you put the glasses, wow. That's what it is. So to start the process of taqwa, because that's the goal of Ramadan, this is what you need to do. Learn about Allah. Be patient with yourself and with the changes. It's not going to happen in an hour or a two. It is not. It's a process. But start the process. Change your company, whether it is the online company or the on-site company, as we call it. Don't follow people that disobey Allah. And the moment you go on your social media, Instagram, Facebook, whatever, everything comes to you. It's going to affect this. It's going to affect this. I am not an angel. I always say this to myself. I'm weak. You show me something, me wanted it, and it's disobedient to Allah, and you showed it to me in a beautiful way, I'm going to like it. I was like, I'm strong. I'm sorry, I'm not. It's going to affect me, especially when it is persistent. One advice to everybody. And again, this is me loving you. Remove your social media in Ramadan. I can't tell you what's going to do to your heart. Wallah ladhi allahu. Remove it. Believe me, nobody will die. I've tried it. Nothing will happen. Life will go the same or everything. But try it. So remove a good company. That's what you need. You need to ask Allah day and night. اجعلني من المتقين. Sometimes I was like, I have no idea how it's going to happen, but you can do it. إنك على كل شيء قدير. You can do everything. And the last but not the least, work on your heart. Now there is a lot of probably I'm not going to be able to cover the results of taqwa, but let me tell you the signs of that you are a muttaqi. And this is about 9 signs. Let's see how many you have. Bismillah. Are you ready? Don't be scared. Some I'm sure you have. I'm sure you have it. I don't know if you have the whole 9, but maybe you do. Then you go and do sajdat shukr to Allah after the class. You prostrate to Allah. Number 1. That person who is muttaqi, always worried that Allah will not be happy with them. The worry is not how I look. The worry is not how much money I have in the bank. The worry is not where I'm going to go to college or which job I'm going to get. The worry is that he is not happy with me. This is why I learned this question. That's your intimate relationship with Allah. In your sujood, ask, are you happy with me? Just ask. See how he will answer you. But ask him, number one. Number two, every deed you do, every action you do, you ask yourself, why I am doing it? Why? If the answer, I like it, yeah, you're missing it. If the answer is everyone else is doing it, you're missing it. Is this what I am doing going to get me closer to Allah? The answer is yes, you're a muttaqi. Three, hadi, may Allah give me before anybody else. They run, al-muttaqi, run to the obedience of Allah. Run. You know when we run, there's a sale, you know, and everybody goes, right? There's certain places in Europe, when they announce the sale, people are from midnight, they sleep in front of the store. They run because it's real sale. I'm a muttaqi, I run. Ah, this is a good deed. Somebody called me, come and volunteer in the masjid. I run because that's a good deed. I'm not going to say, yani, why they every time they call me, there's nobody else. Any opportunity for good deed, helping someone, but they don't deserve it, don't do it for them because that's pleasing to Allah. Run. So that's a three. Four. And they use the word, for those of you who know Arabic, mulajjam. Okay, what is mulajjam? How many of you love horses? How many of you do horseback riding? Oh, you're in California, right? It's beautiful. Anyway, what do? When you take lessons for horseback riding, they teach you how to prepare the horse. You know that, right? You have to clean or literally comb the hair. It's beautiful. I've done it. And you comb the hair, and you have to put the saddle on it and everything. But the most important thing is you have to put the harness, al-ijam. Because you don't want the horse to open the mouth and pull the, and you will be on the floor. So they say al-muttaqi. Now think of this parable. So why do you put the harness on the animal mouth? So you have control, right? You know how you control the horse? You push this way, the horse goes that way. You pull this way, the horse goes the opposite. That's how you control them through this. They say al-muttaqi, have a harness, but not on the mouth. Harness on himself, under control. Not the nafs pulls me. I pull the nafs. I pull myself. Let's give you an example so you understand this concept. Why do you drink coffee or tea or something at 10 a.m. in the morning? Because you like it. It's not haram. Don't go out and say, I said haram. It's not. Alhamdulillah. But because you like it, right? Or you keep on your social media for 3 hours, nothing haram. You like it. That's my nafs. Al-muttaqi, have control. You drank coffee today, tomorrow you're not, because you need to be under control. You have done 3 hours, that's too long. Nobody tells you. You say it to yourself. You say it to yourself. Mulajjam. Somebody say something bad to me, I'm not going to answer. I'm a muttaqi. I have control. I got upset. I'm not going to react. I'm not going to make a decision very quickly. I'm a muttaqi. I am always thinking of Allah, and I have control. One of the very hard ones for us, again, especially living in this day and age. The muttaqi leaves a lot of halal because he or she is worried that there may be something doubtful, not haram. A lot of the halal, because you're worried, I may end up with something doubtful. If I'm going to give you an example of everything, we're going to be running out of time. But I want you to think of this. Stay away from the extras. Extras halal, the luxury. It kills the heart. It kills the heart. Because you get used to it and you want it. And to get it, most of the time I have to do something not pleasing to him. Then I am not a muttaqi. And when a difficult decision needs to be done, the decision is very easy. Because again, is it pleasing to Allah or it's not pleasing to Allah? Very easy. I don't have a huge problem. Because me or people is not in that equation. You are patient, you are a muttaqi. No patient, no taqwa. patient. You're not hesitant. You don't do things quickly and respond very quickly. And this is me, and I have temper. Then you're not a muttaqi. Then you, Ramadan is need to teach you this. That's the whole idea. I tell people, when I talk to people who like they're smoking, I say, what do you do in Ramadan? Don't you do 12, 14 hours and you're not smoking? What do you do? Then you have the patience to do it. Why don't you continue? You controlled it for 12 hours. Keep having the rain and put it on the mouth and you're done. Muttaqi sabur. If you're not patient, we need to work on your taqwa. Al-muttaqi is not perfect. That's something you all need to know. Al-muttaqi can disobey Allah? Yes, of course. But what happens? Awwab, that's the word they use. Awwab is constantly turning back to Allah. Allah described Sayyidina Ibrahim, Halimun Awwab. He is forbearing and always turned to Allah. So you said something to me, I got upset, I said something. And then I go home and I say, why did I say that? And I turn to Allah, say, please forgive me. I am a muttaqi. Yes, failed. So I want you to know this. It's not perfect. Mastata'tum, as much as you can. But you turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you turn back to Him constantly. That's why it is awab. Unfortunately, we have to stop. But there is, inshallah, one day I'll do it for you. Because the most important thing is, what will I get in dunya as a result of taqwa? Not in akhirah. Akhirah, hadi, you are with Allah. But in dunya, there's a whole book actually about the fruits, they call it. Fruits of taqwa. InshaAllah, one day I will do it for you. So let's, all of us, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made me speak and put barakah in the time, whatever you heard, whatever touched your heart, take it. Don't let it go. Hold on it. Practice. Don't say, I can't. Yes, you can. You know? Can you? Yes, we can. Yes, you can. And not because you can, because Allah will help you. And ask Allah to make it easy for you. Ya Rabbi, Ameen. Allahumma ja'alna min al-muttaqeen. Ya Rabbi, Ameen, ja'alna min al-muttaqeen. From those who have taqwa, because you love them. Inna Allah yuhibbu al-muttaqeen. Allah loves those. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. Inshallah, we'll see you next week. We'll be also 6:30 bi-idhnillah. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi tasliman kathira.